FEMA is not federal. FEMA manages the aftermath of pre-planned attacks. That's what FEMA is. We have to understand.
FEMA is becoming a department. I don't know if you saw it, Deborah, but on the 21st, I think it's HR 7755, if memory serves, is now going to be a department level agency in the government, meaning a cabinet position. That's what they want to have happen. And when did that last happen with Homeland Security? Right after 9/11.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. You just heard from Deb Tavares and attorney Todd Callender, and this one's called FEMA FCC 5G Kill Grid. You know that October 4th FEMA emergency broadcast, that frequency that they may send out? Well, it's just the tip of the iceberg. Friends, this is the information you want to share far and wide. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very, very much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGTReport.com, thephaser.com, and thelibertymill.com with yet another emergency broadcast. Guys, I've got quite the panel discussion for you today. I'm so glad to have back on the line super attorney and CEO of CloudHub, attorney Todd Callender, and our longtime friend, a friend of truth, Deb Tavares, stopthecrime.net. First, Mr. Callender, welcome back. How are you, sir?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for the opportunity. And Deb's been a hero of mine for years. I mean, decades. So thank you for having me.
Well, thrilled to be able to pull this together. I thought you'd be flying today and you were unavailable, but you always try to make yourself available. Thank you for being here. Deb Tavares, one of the truth tellers. And boy, do I have a clip to play here in just a second. Deb Tavares from 2013. Deb, how are you?
Well, I'm fine. And Todd, it's very nice to meet you. For the moments that we have left to have discussions, as they're literally taking down our ability to communicate now. We see that happening. And I think that we have to make use of every minute of airtime and treasure every second. So with that, yes.
All right. We'll get this conversation started. I want to do a screen share here and just remind people who Deb Tavares is. This is a 2013 clip of Deb Tavares on the Jeff Rentz Show, talking about NASA's silent weapons for quiet wars. I'll just play a brief clip to remind you all who this terrific truth teller is.
She, of course, is a fountain of knowledge of all kinds of different things that are being unleashed and used to assault our way of life, our health, our future, our dignity, our freedom, our liberty, and all the rest of it. Deborah, welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you so much, Jeff, for having me back on tonight. And I know that we're going to cover a lot of information, so the very first thing that I'm going to ask everyone to do is go to our website, stopthecrime.net.
Stopthecrime.net. Absolutely, everybody needs to go there and heed the warnings, because Deb Tavares has been sounding the emergency alert alarm for more than 10 years, far more than 10 years. And I want to play this clip for Deb from attorney Todd Callender. I stumbled upon this today, also posted it at my site, thephaser.com. A great conversation in which Todd says the following about the stark reality of 5G capabilities as a weapons system, outlining the potential dangers of FEMA's October 4th, 2:22 p.m. Eastern emergency broadcast, quote-unquote, test. Listen to this, friends.
So we don't have to guess whether they're going to do this. So if they're doing this, they're doing it now, it's just another vector of an attack. So motive, means, and opportunity. Do they have the means? What do you think those 5G towers are? Well, we're all locked down. Who were the essential workers? The 5G installation guys. They install them on every public building in the United States, including every school now has 5G transmitters. Look at the size of the cables going into those transmitters. It doesn't take, your microwave oven cooks your food with 1,000 watts. That isn't a whole lot of electricity, but that's what it does at the same frequencies. Look at those 2-inch cables. There's 12 or more of them going into these 5G transmitters. Why do you need a 2-inch copper cable? That's 3 gigabytes. No, I'm sorry. It's not. It's 3 megawatts. That's enough to run a small city. Each one of those towers has 3 megawatts of power. Why do you need that going to a microwave oven?
You know, I'll pause it there. I might as well hear from the man himself and, of course, Deb Tavares. But the reason I play that for you guys is because now even the AP, the Rothschild-owned AP, has now fact-checked the claim that an emergency broadcast on October 4th will send a signal to cell phones nationwide. They're trying to debunk this as nothing more than a conspiracy theory, making the claim that these tests, these broadcast emergency broadcast tests, have been going on since the 60s, and the frequency is completely harmless because you know your government would do nothing to hurt you, friends. Yes, the Rothschild AP is trying to debunk the October 4th and, of course, the backup date, October 11th, emergency broadcast FEMA takeover. Todd, I'm going to let you respond to anything I just said, and then we're going to turn it over to Deb.
I love that. Okay. This is wonderful news. The fact that the AP is fact-checking this, but I'm really honored, by the way, that's the third time they've done that, anything that I've been involved with, means that we are winning, right? Look, if this wasn't a problem for them, then why would they bother to debunk it? Why would they even address this at all? What is their imperative interest? Why is it that they need to tell us, there's nothing wrong here, keep your phone on, because if they weren't worried about us opting out of this, then they wouldn't have bothered. Because you know what? FEMA told the world, we're testing this on October 4th, and if not, then the 11th. Now they have to tell us that this test is no big deal. That means we're winning. That means we're hitting a nerve. So please, you know, do away, opt out of this thing. Or otherwise, they certainly wouldn't be wasting their time trying to tell us to opt in.
Now, I want to say one thing, Deb, and then I'll shut up. Deb and I are going to be on a 5G symposium on Todd's show tomorrow, Friday, the 29th of September. I'll just be there to help introduce Deb because we only have a half hour and she's the expert. But Deb, I know one of your concerns about even that symposium is that there is no way to opt out at this point.
Well, I want to really follow up with what Todd just said right now. And I want to just clarify what the 5G antenna really look like, because they're smaller antennas. They have short waves, and they have to deploy many of them. And they typically deploy these in a high-dense population zones because the signals have a shorter range than the 4G. And the 5G, they call them towers. They're not towers. They're little gadgets. And they're placed more closely together, resulting in a denser network of smaller cells. So let's get this vision of our minds correct. This is not what you will see on cell phone towers, unless the tower is smack in the middle of the neighborhood and they're putting more real estate on the Rothschild deployed towers. Let's be very clear on that. Also, because I think people are misunderstanding what these the 5G system is, but all the systems, all of the G's have been a problem forever. And we must ask ourselves, does a deadly use of frequencies being sent to cell phones, which has always been a weapon, and other devices make us feel better when alerts aren't used during many fires and floods and more? There are no alerts. So what is all of this? And I said before, sadly, there will be folks that are willfully ignorant, and that will be at their own peril, because all the facts are out there. And I don't care what the AP says. It's all part of the disinformation psyops media that has been pummeling us into lies and disinformation all of our lives. Now, let's talk about energy, because we have to recognize that energy is recognized as the key to all activity on Earth. And the public cannot comprehend energy as weapons, and therefore can't believe that they're being attacked. And we all are, all of us,
right.
All our animals, everything that's alive. When a silent weapon system, as we now have, that you can't see or smell, but many people can feel it because the microwaves are painful when you're directly targeted and hit. But when a silent weapon is applied gradually, the public adjusts and adapts to its presence and learns to tolerate its encroachment on our lives until the pressure, both psychologically and physically and economically, becomes too great and we crack up. Why do you think this country in the United States created a 988 call-in number for people to call if they felt suicidal? Because the frequencies are mind-controlling and suggestive of suicide. I discovered that in Medford, Oregon in the early 70s when the TV antennas were hit with frequencies, and there were over a dozen or so suicides. This is what we face. And the silent weapon system is a type of biological warfare. It has attacked our vitality, our options, and mobility of our individual abilities of a society by knowing, understanding, and manipulating and attacking our sources of natural and social energy and their physical, mental, and emotional strengths and weaknesses. This is all a combination of many things: covert chemical warfare, covert economic warfare, covert frequency warfare, covert weather warfare. And I will say that right off the top, that energy is recognized as the key to all activity on Earth.
That's true. Deborah, you might have some information that I don't have. I was speaking earlier today, funny enough, with one of our star witnesses in my lawsuit against the DOD et al. It's a flight surgeon in the military who has testified under oath, you know, as to the damage caused by the shots, but also as it relates to these long clots, these white fibrous things that I don't know if you saw Mike Adams actually dissected them and tested them. They contain cesium, barium, amongst other things. They're non-human in every way, but they are growing inside of humans. And the conclusion of these learned experts is that they are grown through a process called telomerase, whereby it is certain frequencies within the 5G range that actually causes the nanoparticles, some people call them nanobots, to assemble with components they find inside of people's bodies. And they are actually turning into antennas, effectively organic antennas. And I have seen the patents and the papers on this. In fact, we published them. But I didn't know if you actually had some knowledge on this. You're a lawyer. You've been around a long time, and I know you've been looking into this. I mean, you might have your own fact witnesses, your own whistleblowers.
Well, number one, I'm not associated with lawyers. I'm sad to say that I know that they have bar cards. You probably do as well.
No, I swore to be clear. I am not a member of a bar. I swore my constitution. I swore my oath to uphold the law as an officer of the court to the constitution and of both Colorado and the United States of America. But I did not swear any oath to any bar.
Well, this was not to offend you, Todd. I'm only just saying you asked a question about how we're being targeted, and we are all filled.
Actually, I was asking about the telomerase and whether or not you had any knowledge as it relates to 5G frequencies interacting with the substances that were put into people through the COVID shots, through the kill shots.
Well, before Deb responds, could I just play a clip for you guys? I think this might help because I want to talk, and I might have made a mistake when I led with the 5G as it relates to the FEMA takeover in the October 4th test, because I don't want to blur the lines, and maybe Deb can help me understand. What I'm showing for you guys right now is a trailer for the film from 2016 called Cell, which starred Sam Jackson and John Cusack. I'm going to just play this trailer because in the film, the predictive programming is that a high frequency is sent to everybody's cell phone at the same time, and it turns these people all into bloodthirsty zombies, essentially. Watch this.
Oh. Ah.
All right, I'll pause it there. You get the idea. Deb, I don't know if you could see that, but everybody in the airport turns into a bloodthirsty zombie. So here's my question, Todd or Deb. The FEMA takeover, right, the frequency test, that could be a frequency that causes things to activate within vaccinated people, graphene oxide, et cetera. That is the theory, the conspiracy theory. And yet 5G is a separate component because we could all be targeted separately, of course, by 5G as a weapons system. Are these two different concerns, Todd, or are they one and the same?
They're one and the same. And the reason I say that is because what we know from the release that FEMA did, it's on their website, by the way, is that this is a range of frequencies from your radio through your cell phones, including your 5G devices, your cell phone, your iPad, your everything. That's the part that bothers me about this, Sean, and it's one of the things, and the reason I mentioned cesium is we came to find, Hope and Devon also found this, that there is a correlation. There's a reason why cesium was in the shot, cesium-137, and it is also the base component to 5G. Cannot operate without it. Why? because there's a timing issue that everything has to be timed perfectly. And cesium is what they use for the atomic clock. Why? Because it degrades at a very predictable rate of something like one molecule per second. However that is, it is so predictive, it is so precise, and it is so universal that it is the only way by which they can time everything at the same time. And so the communications network they're testing is a function of testing the cesium and its relation to a broadcast.
Well, I would like to jump in and add something here, because I know that cesium-137 has been being released from our nuke facilities all around the country. I've been in touch with a man in Berkeley that has been running a website and tests for cesium. We're all virtually dead already just because of cesium-137. People can go back on some of my interviews and hear those discussions. But I want to also talk about an additional aspect of the kill shot and the kill grid and the method in which they're all working together. And of course they are. But again, this is all energy. Just as we're seeing the fires being ignited by my microwave frequencies, I want to say this. When we're seeing the fires, because we lost 5,000 homes here in Santa Rosa in 2017, 5,000 homes. And then we had subsequent fires, multiple after that, and nearest to us, of course, was Paradise. Malibu burned. We had ongoing fires consistently. And one of the common threads that we see is there's no water. And why isn't there water? Well, I would say this. These are microwave fires. If they attempted to show the use of water to put these fires out, like putting a Tesla lithium ion battery that explodes with water, you would see these are microwave frequencies.
Wow.
And what I think is really, really important for everyone to understand is that every single thing has a frequency, just as we have fingerprints. And these frequencies, when we're attacked, are calibrated to hit specific targets. This is what has and is being done. And I look at the other methodologies behind these frequency attacks, because we're all carrying around cell phones. We are all addicted to the dopamine effect and the ease and fast connections and the quick downloads. And people will die as a result of not understanding what they're holding in their hands. People are getting cancer in their hands. They're getting cancer in their heads, wherever they put it in their pockets or et cetera. But I really seriously also want to add this. And then I want to get into what we can do to potentially survive this enormous pulsed frequency that is going to happen through all of the cell phones and transponders and cell phones in this country, because we have more to be concerned about than 5G. We have dirty electricity, and we have many things. And I have been attempting to let people know what they can do in advance of this October 4th. And if October 4th does not occur, it would be because of severe weather. Well, think about that. Why are they saying severe weather? Because they use microwaves and energy to cause the weather. So why do you think that if there was severe weather, as we have been having worldwide, it would be the test then would be on the 11th. So let's also throw this in the mix, but I don't want to dwell on this. I also think that this overall test, testing all the wireless connectivity, will also secretly allow deployment of the social credit scoring system. And I won't go into that in depth right now, because I really feel, Todd and Sean, that it's up to us to let the people know what they can do.
Yeah.
Because right now, they're not doing it. And if they're not told what they can do, they will die, because they're not getting the information. Now, I blasted out a frequency warfare document, and it is on stopthecrime.net. For those of you that are listening that did not get it, you can go to stopthecrime.net and go to the menu to blast outs. And I'm going to go over that a little bit right now, if the two of you don't mind, because I think we need to arm ourselves with as much preventative actions we can take. Because you have to remember that I didn't get arrested on January 11th of 2011. Opposing the deployment of the smart meters, because I didn't know that the frequencies were deadly, and they are. So we need to go over a number of things that people can do right now. And if there's not enough time for them to take some of the actions that they must before the 4th, they can start taking these actions. But let's get into this.
By the way, Deb, let me just say one thing. I think the good news is about the October 4th event, or October 11th, is that the AP is fact checking it, which means they know that we know, which means that our conversations were warranted, because it may prevent them from doing it. It may cause them to stand down because too many people are awake and aware, Todd. That's all I wanted to say, and then we'll let Deb go.
We're winning.
All right, Deb, the floor is yours.
Well, I beg to differ, I'm sorry to say.
You always do.
We're all wirelessly wired up, and they're not afraid to come out and say what they're doing, because when you look around your communities, and if you have an EMF tester as we do, we take that everywhere we go. The number of hidden devices and frequencies are everywhere.
That's true.
They're hiding them in trees.
That's
They're
true. My friend Fire Medic has done this. They're everywhere. They're in new air conditioners people install. They're in the smart meters. I mean, we're being bathed
in
EMF all day, every day.
Yep. They're in thermostats in your home. So let's go over some of the things that I really believe that people need to know about. And my hope is that we survive long enough that we're not all decimated at one time. Because when we look at the dense population zones in the cities, where the manifestation of frequencies is unbelievable. I mean, think about it. They have wireless electric, gas, and water meters. Do you know what those frequencies are doing to the water? Do you know that I went to my city and I got a map to find out where the collection devices were for the water meters so they could bill us? And in a city of about 250,000, at that time, I saw 4 collection sites. So we have more frequencies pummeling through the environment than 5G. We have a combination. We have a density of frequencies, Wi-Fi. We have everything that you can imagine that is pummeling through the environment, that is destroying us and killing us off. And now we're told FEMA's running out of money, and they're not going to be able to come in. Now, it's important that people understand that FEMA is not federal. FEMA manages the aftermath of pre-planned attacks. That's what FEMA is. We have to understand.
FEMA's becoming a department. I don't know if you saw it, Deborah, but on the 21st, I think it's HR 7755, if memory serves, is now going to be a department-level agency in the government, meaning a cabinet position. That's what they want to have happen. And when did that last happen with Homeland Security? Right after 9/11.
Well, it's already tied up. They're just crossing the T's and dotting the I's. This is already in play.
Yeah.
So what I really would like to talk about is, of course, understanding that all wireless, all of it, cell phones, all of it, they are all directed energy weapons. And Todd and Sean, I have dealt and know so many targeted individuals that Lou and I, my husband and I, have gone and actually watched them being targeted. We've watched the street gang stalking teams use frequencies on them. When we protested outside the gates at Bohemian Grove, a number of us, there were about 8 of us, we were watching the Bohemian Grove security hiding behind trees, what I thought were cameras taking pictures of us. But no, we were all starting to feel different symptoms of being hit with weapon systems. And this is very common. As you know, the secret weapons are the most deadly of them all when we don't know that they're weapons. And they can stop your heart 30 feet away. They took the towers down. These are stealth murder weapons. And they can take down an entire city and even an entire continent. They can dustify us. They can cause human spontaneous combustion. Why? Because we're all stuffed with heavy metals and aluminum from all of the many years of the overhead aerosolized death dumps, or the geoengineering, as people like to call it. These are death dumps. Our soil is toxic. The trees and plants are all dead and dying. I knew Rosalind Peterson for many years, and we would go north about 2 hours. She was the USDA lost crop claims adjuster. And she took material that crops that had died to the lab. And they could not figure out why these crops were dying. And so finally she discovered it was from the air. It was aerosolized. On her own dime, she went to the United Nations and asked them to please stop. So for all of you that are listening, I run three websites. I run stopthecrime.net, which is my main site. I have primarywater.org. We're not running out of water. Water is a renewable, and we can get to it down under the mantle of the earth. You have to know this, because the level of assault is massive. And without water, we don't live. And with the destruction and targeting of trees and plants, we don't have oxygen. So then I also run ToxicSky.org, where I posted a very, very important film that was never to have been released because they killed Michael Murphy. Michael Murphy made the two films in the beginning, What in the World Are They Spraying? And Why in the World Are They Spraying? And this film that you can access and share widely and show, you must. It's called Unconventional Gray. And you can see it right at the top of ToxicSky.org. Why am I saying this?
I was going to say, after all of that, what is your solution? Where, because you'd mentioned that early on. Where do you go with this?
Yeah, Deb? I'm going to talk about that right now. But I wanted to give people some information from my sites.
Good. Okay? Yes, please.
And I think it's very, very important to understand what really is all about the weather targeting. And I think Michael's film is essential for everyone to understand what the United Nations has done to all of us. Okay, this is important. But what I want to talk about is what we can do to survive these attacks. And we don't survive unless we know what kinds of things we face. And so, again, as I say, cell phones and all wireless technologies, they're all weapons. And satellite frequencies, of course, can be beamed to specific individuals with increased frequencies and can result in human combustion, which I discussed. I have many targeted individual people I know that are hit with satellites continuously. So I'm going to go over this because this is essential. This is something everyone can do if you have an opt-out in your city, state, or county, is to remove your smart meter off your homes. Because the smart meters, it's the global smart grid deployment, and these meters are pulsed. We found in criminal investigations of microwave fire crime scenes that the smart meters had exploded. And in Paradise, when we went there, there was a vault in the middle of a school parking lot that was asphalted that had no signs of exterior flames on the exterior of this vault. My husband opened the door and the smart meter had blown up inside. We went to some of the buildings that had not completely burned at the school in Paradise, California, in 2018 when they targeted that area and decimated that town. We saw that the meters had been pulsed and exploded. We knew from way back when we were opposing the deployment of the smart meters that they were highly combustible and they started fires. They burned out our appliances because they're pulsed. And that is why we were able to get the opt-out of the smart meters. But I will say this.
Sorry, Deb, hang on one second. On that note, I was going to say, do you know who owns all the power companies that forced that through?
Rothschild.
Yes, the Rothschilds own all the power companies,
even
outside
the
United States.
Yeah. Deb's been saying that for 10 years. PG&E fires, Rothschild own. That's why, you know, you blame the power company, and it's just a little piece of their portfolio. So we lose our access to normal energy under UN Agenda 2030. It's all by design.
Okay, so it's important to understand. Years back, when I went to the PG&E headquarters in San Francisco for an annual shareholders meeting, and I was able to stealthily get inside, they were introducing the front row of people, and they said, Mr. Rothschild. And I elbowed my friend, who didn't quite hear that. And then I looked it up, and at the time, I could pull that off the internet. Now you can't. But I found out years ago that Rothschild LLC and Company runs all the utilities worldwide. This is no new news. I've been shouting from the rooftop for far too long. And what I want to do right now is not talk about the debate of who controls, because we don't, but talk about getting the smart meters off your homes where you can, because these are horrific weapons. So let's talk about what we have to do, because we know that likely the smart meters are going to be pulsed also on Wednesday, October the 4th, during the FEMA's emergency alert broadcast. The wireless smart meters can be remotely pulsed with increased frequencies and injure and kill in our homes and our businesses and all other buildings. Also, transient frequencies can be sent into internal electrical wiring, which can travel into the air and into us. And this is called dirty electricity. And even if you don't have a smart meter on your home, the neighborhood area network, meaning the homes near you with smart meters, creates densified deadly frequencies. And I'm going to go over this because frequencies are in the air. They're not only, obviously in the air. They're being remotely transmitted to all of your phones and all of your wireless gadgets. But let's talk about dirty electricity, because Dr. Sam Milham is a scientist and a whistleblower. I don't even know if he's still alive. Dr. Sam Milham, M-I-L-H-A-M. And he talked and exposed dirty electricity and how it would kill us. And here's what we discovered in listening to Dr. Milham. He said the electrical pollution is not something we see, smell, or taste, or touch. And yet it has become the greatest polluting element in the Earth's environment. And Dr. Sam Milham, again, is a scientist and a whistleblower, and he said this, quote, "This is an industry cover-up of the toxic facts by electric utility companies, the cell phone industry, public utility commissions, state health departments, and the FDA," end quote. The basic frequency he talks about how on the power lines of electrical power delivered to our homes and other buildings is now increased with an added higher frequency, polluting electrical voltage and currents and delivering that higher frequency power into the wiring and into the devices, into our homes, offices, and schools. Dirty electricity does not need a direct wire connection. It connects through the air traveling into our bodies from the wiring that carries the power within our walls. And once in the body, these high frequencies cause cancer and many other diseases. Smart meters, cell phones, cell antennas, cell phone chargers, computers, and copiers are just a few of the very common sources of dirty electricity. And dirty electricity will damage and kill entire human populations, all by design. So what do you do about that? Well, you get Stetzer, reversal of frequencies that you have to get. I would recommend that you do, probably not in time now for this test. That's why you're going to need to vacate your areas of high density and go to areas where your cell phones will not receive a signal. And wrap your cell phones in Mylar. Don't put them in the microwave. The microwave leaks, and it leaks out the frequencies of your cell phones. So buy Mylar, wrap your cell phone as many times as necessary so that when you call it from another phone, it's not ringing. But in order to send out the dirty electricity that's traveling in your wires in all of our homes, you need to consider ordering Stetzers, S-T-E-T-Z-E-R. And these are filters. They send the dirty electricity back out through your power lines. And this is essential because the building codes never required proper grounding. Interesting that they wouldn't require proper grounding with rods that go into the earth. Instead, the grounding is considered adequate if the grounding rods are in your concrete footings. That is not a ground. We all have to ground our homes with grounding rods. I'm going to leave that up to you to contact your electricians and get some help with that, because we all need help in proper grounding and getting the Stetzers and getting that Mylar. But let's talk about some other things, because again, it's beyond, well, we have to distance ourselves from our neighborhoods and city areas and try to find locations where you have no cell coverage and put your cell phone into. And I have used the Mission Darkness military bags. They're electromagnetic frequency bags where frequencies are prevented. And remember, you cannot turn off your cell phones to prevent the cell phones from continuing to pulse and connect to your phone. Remember that. They're never off. They're never off. And this is something else, you guys, that I discovered. And this is hellacious. This is just all part of what they're doing to all of us. So this was something I personally discovered as a landlord. And so I have in my blast out, which I hope everybody downloads and passes out. Again, it's called Frequency Warfare. And it's warning about the emergency broadcast alert system set to activate again on October 4th of 2023. This test may not be what you think. Understand what you may face, and you need to take action, and I'm giving you some action. So what we discovered, Todd, and this might be of interest to you, we discovered that our utility, Rothschild, offered our apartment tenants an electric cost savings if the tenant agreed to allow the utility to add a wireless disconnect to our HVAC equipment, which in our case was mounted on our second floor roof. Without our knowing, as owners, many tenants circumvented our consent, which could have terminated our HVAC warranties and our possible liability exposure should an injury have occurred to the utility contractor, plus the potential of surface roof damage. We had not authorized this. The tenants did. Also, we have to eliminate all wireless devices. We have to hardwire everything up. This would also include your phones if you have hardwired phones. It's not good enough to have hands-free phones in your homes with a corded phone because we have measured the hand-free phones with our EMF meters, and they test similarly to cell phones. So you have to have a long curly Q attachment to your phone like I have right now. I have a 20-footer, so I'm not so tethered to the phone being hardwired. So that's how I handle the reduction of frequencies. There are many ways, actually. Because of dirty electricities, we have to get off of all of our wire box spring mattresses. They conduct the frequencies and they cook us while we're sleeping. Belt buckles, underwire bras for women, coins in our pockets, amalgam fillings. When you're in densified population zones, many people are feeling their amalgam fillings aching and hurting, just like when you put a fork on them. Also, many people now are doing tooth implants with metal rods. They have ceramic rods. Remember, when you put the metal posts in your mouth, those are antennas. They are furthering your teeth loss, gum damage. And you need to talk to your dentist about that. But they make a lot of money putting in that kind of material. And maybe you should help them understand these are antennas. For those of you that have pets, many of you are RFDing your pets. Why don't you RFD yourself with chips first and leave your pets alone? Your pets don't need to be tracked and monitored. And those are cancer sites. They're killing our pets. We love our pets. We spend a lot of money on our pets, and they're all deathly sick and getting new types of diseases they never had before because they're also living in high dense frequencies called our homes. So we have to think about that. But also, we have to be, I caution everybody about all the light bulbs, including the LED lights and the new thermostats that can be remotely controlled by Rothschild through your utility company. They're making it sound like living in a smart key fob home is terrific, because you can wirelessly engage everything you want, your coffee pot, your heater, your lights, unlock your doors. These are death zones. These are death cities. These are kill cities.
I want to say something about the LED lights. And I interview so many people and I listen to so much content when I'm finding things to post on my sites, SGT Report and the Phaser, that I don't remember who said it. It might have been Deb Tavares for all I remember. Somebody told me recently, or I heard in a very well done video, that when you go and buy some of these smart lights, these LED lights, the fine print on the package says you are waiving your rights to privacy and they can spy on you through the LED lights. Todd, was that you that said that, or am I just making this up? I
think no, it's true. That's right. No, it is true.
That is right.
I think 2014, if memory serves, the law changed that required a microphone and a camera on every electric appliance either sold or manufactured in the U.S.
Well, that's true. And those come under the name of Energy Star appliances, and I'm going to get to that in a moment, because they connect to your smart meter on your home. And they transfer all of the reads and usages through your smart meter, so you are pummeled in your home with more death rays. But I also want to talk about this. This was something that came up a number of years ago. We have to caution about the wireless baby monitors, because a few years back, and probably now as well, we found that baby monitors were being hacked. And someone was growling on and through these baby monitors in your baby's rooms. They were growling. So whatever that means to you, that goes to show how everything can be hacked. So again, I said, wrap your cell phones in Mylar multiple times until the phone will not ring. Turn off all Wi-Fi, best to hardwire all devices. Unplug everything typically plugged into your outlets. Remember, get surge protectors. Also, turn off and unplug your internet router, smart and non-smart TVs. Remember I told you, they've used the frequencies through the antennas in Medford, Oregon in the early 70s.
Actually, you know what, Deborah, this is important. On that note, just to bring it back to what's happening next week, again, frequencies, and maybe you know, but I understood that the EBS was also going on televisions, whether they are Wi-Fi or not. So that means they're actually going to do the broadcast test through wired televisions and Wi-Fi televisions. Is that what your understanding is?
You beat me to my fragmented sentence where I said turn off, unplug your internet router, smart and non-smart TVs, printers, and any other wireless devices that are able to connect wirelessly or not connect wirelessly. If you have Energy Star appliances or the like, these Energy Star appliances are built to be compatible and used with your wireless electric kill meter called a smart meter. This it applies to kitchen appliances such as refrigerators, freezers, stoves, dishwashers, and microwaves. Unplug all these devices. Now, for those of you that need to replace appliances, go to used appliance stores and buy older equipment that is not going to have these transponders in it. Again, we found in the early days of the deployment of the smart people on the, of the smart meters on folks' homes, that when these things were pulsed, they were blowing up their appliances so that people would have to replace them. This is what is all part of what we're experiencing. So we have to unplug all our devices along with our stoves. And I recommend that you consult with an electrician about the actions that you might plan to take. But keep in mind, these appliances work in tandem with your wireless smart meters and your electric meters and your gas appliances as well. Now, they're sending frequencies pummeling through our homes and you, while your electric usage is ultimately being collected by your smart electric and gas meters. Now, I want to say this. In the sustainable development approved policies that every single city, every single county, in every single state throughout the United States and worldwide have adopted, they're reducing massive reductions to our legacy connectivity and use of resources. So they're eliminating gas appliances because they're calling it all fossil fuels. Our petroleum, of course, never came from dead dinosaurs. Another lie underpinning the lies that we already believe, just like water, being told we're running out of water when we have primary water, which is a renewable. We would all have much higher IQs if we were not drinking the water supplied through the aqueducts and through the deadly cauldrons called reservoirs that are pent up energy now being used as weapons. What do you think happened to Libya? Their reservoirs were atmospherically rivered, overflowed or hit with frequencies. They do that. The same thing happened in Ukraine as well. They blew that reservoir. They are pent up energy used as weapons. We never ever needed to get our water from that type of distribution system. We could have, should have, had Rothschild allowed it, but it's a massive depopulation, which is why one of the many reasons Muammar Gaddafi was killed in Libya, because he built the great man-made river project. He gave for free to over 6 million Libyan people primary water. Primary water. And the United States and NATO blew that up in 2011. Mm-hmm. Go to primarywater.org and understand. But we have many options we can take to reduce the danger of dirty electricity. And again, I mentioned the Stetsers, the filters that plug into your indoor outlets, sending the frequencies back out. I will tell you also, you may remember at one time, we had wire screens on our homes, and because they rusted, et cetera, they replaced them with fiberglass. Well, we have had many people that are targeted find out where their cell phone towers are. Again, I have a cell phone locator map in this blast out so that you can find out where these deadly devices are around you. Doesn't mean that it'll show you where they all are. But the purpose of the map is, of course, to show people that want connectivity where they can get it. So you'll know where you don't want to go. But I will say this. We knew people that had to go down to, say, Home Depot or wherever it is you want to go and get rolls of wire and roll it out and tack it on to the outside windows of the sides of the house that you were getting measurements of ultra-low frequencies. Because, again, they can target an individual. I have seen personally in a room of maybe 150 plus people being targeted specifically. So that goes to the calibration of identifying specific people. So I've got to say this about these wireless alerts, because of course this will allow the pulsation of energy. People will love to have their wireless alerts, but they don't use them when you really need them anyway. Look at all the fires. They don't alert anybody. But here's something I found interesting and something I wanted to say as well. The wireless alerts will become nonstop and continually alert folks all day, multiple times, with various weather weapon events, financial crises, community unrest, power outages, water shortages, when you should not plug in your EV because the grid is compromised, floods and droughts. The list of alerts is endless. And folks will suffer from blood shock and fear, and more people will be easily manipulated by those that are targeting our communities with alerts while alerting global populations with directed energy weapons.
Sure.
So here's, like cortisol here's an too, example. Isn't it? Yeah, here's an example of an alert. You might find this very interesting. This was just a few weeks ago in Mendocino County, which is a few hours north of me in Northern California. This is just an example. There was a late night phone alert that told Mendocino County to brace for a 4.7 magnitude earthquake. This is another frequency. Listen to this. A shake alert. The U.S. Geological Survey system uses wireless sensors to detect ground motion. Using about 1 second worth of data, the USGS, which is a taken organization just like FEMA, estimated the location of the earthquake, the size of the earthquake, and the amount of shaking that could happen around the earthquake. 17,000 people in the Mendocino area that had the MyShake app users saw the estimated 4.7 magnitude on their screens with the message, drop, cover, and hold on. Now, we're going to be pelted with all of this because they cause earthquakes. Okay,
that's
they cause
right.
all this. So Bluetooth, remember they're wireless too. I want to add this is extremely important. because we're being fooled on every level. But our solar installations are grid tied with a wireless smart meter, and with the understanding that users will get their unused electricity rebated off their electric bills as a credit. So check to see if you have two smart meters, one on your house and one on your solar. So don't, and again, I can't underscore this enough. I've done many radio shows on this, but don't use lithium ion batteries for anything solar. These batteries are highly combustible and can be hit with directed energy weapons to ignite and explode. These are weapons. These are weapons.
Can I add something to what you just said a minute ago, Deb, if you don't mind me for a second? You made reference to FEMA, and let's not forget it's going to become a cabinet-level position, a department, no different than we have the Department of Defense. Look how big that is. FEMA on its website, as it becomes this new entity, wireless emergency alerts, they have a running list of all the things they're going to warn you about. It says all hazards, emergency alerts, attacks in public places, avalanche, biohazard, cybersecurity, drought, earthquakes, explosions, extreme heat, floods, chemical and hazardous material incidents, home fires, home safety, household chemical emergencies, hurricanes, landslides, and debris flows, radiation emergency, pandemic, power outages, severe weather, space weather, thunderstorms and lightning, tornadoes, tsunamis, volcanoes, wildfires, winter weather, recovering from disaster. That's what they're going to warn us about. So he
said, we're going to be a
they're extortionists. Guys, they're extortionists. The point I just made in my interview as a researcher for Sophia Smallstorm is that they are extortionists. And that's what they're going to do. That's what's going on in Maui right now with the mayor and the governor.
You bet they are.
They're extortionists.
Let's not forget there are also experts who are waging war on phantoms. We had the war on terror, which nobody can identify because you can't see what it looks like. As Sean, we talked about it the other day. Now we're going to have the war on viruses, right? Something that a lot of doctors don't even agree exists. But we're going to have a war on viruses. But
yeah, they're spraying New York City. They're literally spraying New York. They're spraying New York City for West Nile.
We are.
But just trust them.
That's the pretext. This is the pretext to destroy humanity. And I think Debbie said it a minute ago.
So let me continue.
Right.
Yeah, let me continue because we could go there and we will be brought there. But I want to talk about what we must do so we can all be harder to kill in the meantime.
Oh, good.
So in that blast out, yeah, I mean, come on. Some of
I
us
agree.
Have,
Let's be
have,
hard to kill. I'm with you. Please.
Yeah, thank you. So, again, I'm referring to my frequency warfare document. And alerts are built on top of directed energy weapons disguised as climate change. Please stop calling these attacks climate change, please. We are being socially engineered with our vocabulary. I also want to point out this. I attend many of the functions locally just because I like to see the horrendous disinformation that they're spewing out to the public. And they're giving away what they call go bags or emergency bags so that when you're told to evacuate, you can load up your go bags. These are modern day Nazi suitcases. And these are modern day World War II gathering up of the Japanese in the Western United States with a 1 to 2 week notice that they were going to be taken to undisclosed hostile locations and held for 4 years. And they were allowed to take one suitcase. So these are our go bags. These are our emergency evacuation bags. This is now. These are our suitcases now. And I will tell you this, my life does not pack up in a go bag. And I want to also go over in the frequency blast out, I have a health symptoms list from all wireless devices. It includes the military weaponization of the atmosphere and components of chemtrails. And I have a list, many of these lists and many of attack consequences on our biological structures came out of military documents. I used to talk ad nauseum about specific military documents. I've done so many videos, so many meetings and other teaching events for years. But let's just go over a few of the health symptoms because this is hopefully going to have you realize that you're already sick. I know we're going to become zombies. I know that. And Todd, I do want to talk to you about that military document about zombies. I found something in it that is horrifically terrible. But I don't want to talk about this right now. So Todd, if you don't mind, I'm kind of at the place where I'm near wrapping up with this ability to warn people. And again, I have the cell phone tower locator map. And the only reason I put this map in, and I said it's being provided, so you will be able to identify where the towers are.
Yeah.
These must be avoided in order to survive. Learn where you're being targeted. And this is why we have an EMF meter, and we've bought many, many over these many years. And I have a meter I like the most that I purchased out of Canada. I'm not advocating a specific meter, except that is my favorite. And it goes to tell you how the towers work. And I think that's very important to understand how the cell phone towers work and the various types of cell phone towers and small antennas, because they have many different types and they're mounted everywhere.
Deb, can I ask you how the Stetzer electric filter works? Because I have it up on the screen for people right now, and I'm just curious. It's a big investment. They say you need 20 of these filters for the average American home, the average sized home. That's $800 for a special kit they offer that, if purchased separately, would be $950. Can you just explain to me how this works and how it makes our homes healthier briefly? Because I think it's new to me and my audience to a large degree.
New to me.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. We've actually had these for a long, long time. But it's Graham Setzer, and it is a filter. And I'll describe the one we have. I don't know what you're showing on your screen.
It's literally Stetzer Electric.
Okay, well, let me describe this. I am holding in my hand something that is about the size of a pack of cigarettes, but it's thicker.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be 3 inches long, 2 inches in thickness. And you plug it into various outlets in your home. And you measure the frequencies before you do this, because you can measure the electricity coming. And then you plug these in, and it does clean your environment. But you have to ground your home appropriately with grounding rods. And if you are near a cell phone tower, you will need to roll wire over your windows on the side of the towers to stop the extremely low frequencies that are deadly as well from coming into your windows. And you have to ground those screens as well. And yes, they're not cheap. But what is your life worth? Do you want to be a zombie and be shot and colonized in certain areas? Because that's what will happen. That is exactly what will happen. So let's go on. Did I answer that? It cleans your house up. But it's important to understand the variety of types of cells and antennas, because there's all sizes and they're hidden. Over the many years, and I know that many of you listening, you've observed the hiding of specifically of the cell phone towers. They've got fake trees designed around that. I want to discuss the towers really quick, because this is important to know for whatever it's worth. If we have an outage, let's just say the storms have, as they do, thousands, hundreds of thousands of people in a power outage circumstance, which again happens. The cell phone towers are set up to remotely continue to activate. And how they're set up, at least the ones here in California, at the base of the cell phone towers, they have lithium ion batteries. Highly explosive. Through the electrical requirements, they have to be enclosed because, of course, severe heat, which we're now experiencing, where you're told it's 80 degrees, you walk outside, it feels a lot hotter because it is, because they're also blending in microwaves with the heat as well. So in attempts not to have those things explode, they're undercover. They also have diesel powered generators as well, the cell phone towers.
Yeah, I was curious about that. A huge amount of power coming out of those generators.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's the point. They have 2-inch thick copper cable wires coming out of the generators and out of the ground going to these towers, which means it's a huge amount of energy that they're putting up there. And this goes to kind of my point on the original clip that you put in there, Sean, is that if your microwave oven can cook food at 1,000 watts, why do they need 3 megawatts, enough to run a whole city going into each and every tower? What is that power requirement for, especially given that the microwaves themselves, the ones they're using for cell phone communication, they only go 500 meters or so at the most before they're no value, right? They lose their potency, they lose their focus, their beam. This is why there's so many of those towers. But if you think back to the early days of cell phones, there were towers every now and again. They used a longer beam, a longer frequency that went a further distance. So why all of a sudden do we need all of this power for these shorter wavelengths that don't go very far?
I'll tell you
the
why.
Answer, I think, Deborah, is what you go ahead. Tell me.
It's because Tom Wheeler, the former FCC chair, said it's just too damned important. There's billions and billions and billions of dollars on the line. To hell with the safety studies. We must fast track 5G. That's why. And because it's a kill grid, Deb.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to talk about another opportunity for this nationwide test where they fire up everything and zap us all at one time. Because many people will likely die as what is certainly exacerbated in their bodies already with the toxins, as Dr. Andrew Malden told us years back. Look him up. Dr. Andrew
That's
Malden.
That's what I wanted to get to, actually.
Mulden. He was a neurologist out of Canada. And I watched him a lot because of autism. And he was testing kids that had autism. And he was finding out with the photographs that the parents were giving him from, say, you know, when the parents took just progressive photographs of their child. And every time they were vaccinated, they were stroking out. Every single time. We're talking from the polio and on through every single thing. So it's not a question of what they've just done to the majority of people at this moment. It's what has been happening all along. Yeah, it's done. It's done. So the frequencies must be avoided as much as possible because we're all poisoned inside. And I will say to you, we're highly combustible. This is a new way to bury us. Just dustify us. Think about that. They're doing that. Now, at the end of my blast out, I did an interview years back with Barry Trower, who came to Portland, Oregon, to talk to families that were concerned about the cell towers and the smart meters that were being deployed in their schools.
Hey, Deborah, just real quick, I'm gonna run out from this point. So I know you got things to say. I'm short on time. So I just wanted to thank you for giving me the opportunity to be with you. And meet you and
You're
spend
most
some
welcome.
Time.
I'll look forward to our next meetup.
Yeah, you got it. All right. God bless you both.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, Deb, we're still with you. Why don't you pick it up with Barry Trower and whatever research you want to share there, and then we'll wrap this thing up. And we'll give a call to action to folks at the end, because it's not completely hopeless, but we're getting darn close to it being hopeless.
Well, I wouldn't put it that way. I would put that there are preventative measures people can take. And so that they're not microwaved as severely. So that's how I would preface it. But in any event, let's go with the Barry Trower. A few years back, my husband and I flew up to Portland, Oregon, because Barry Trower from the UK was there to talk to a families that were very, very concerned about the deployment of cell towers and smart meters on their school campuses. So they actually flew Barry out here. He won't, of course, fly anymore, but at that time. So we were told about him, and it was suggested that I go up and interview him because he has no wireless connectivity where he lives in the UK. And there was a document that I was feverishly trying to get to him to have him look at. And when you watch this film that's at the end of this blast out called The Cooking of Humanity, the interview with myself and microwave warfare expert Barry Trower, you will see me holding this document that I pulled off of the whitehouse.gov website. Basically, I was trying to dig into this document, but Barry, being unable to have looked at it really prior to my sitting there and talking, was ready to talk about the smart meters, etc. He also told me at that time that he could make an assassin out of anyone in 3 days. But I want to say this, and I don't mean this. Yeah, I need to say this. The very, very end of that interview, or what I have on YouTube, there's apparently a discussion, I haven't listened to it for years, but where his idea, Barry's idea, was to go to your governments and get this stopped. He did not understand how the United States government doesn't exist as a government. We're a corporation, and that was not understood. But we're not only USA Inc., we're Earth Inc. And this is why we're being destroyed. We wouldn't be being flown over and poisoned with aerosol spraying programs. We wouldn't be burning up with microwaves that are being used as directed energy weapons if we had a country that was behind the people and offering protection with our taxes. In fact, I want to just read this. I think this is very, very important. They talk about directed energy weapons and how they're optimal for invading, and we're being invaded. And it's hostile deployed directed energy weapons, or DEWs. They're now in place, including advanced mobile laser and radio frequency systems. Russia has DEWs based on both high energy lasers and millimeter wave microwave systems that threaten friendly assets such as planes, vehicles, used ballistic weapons, and dependent on electronics. So I pulled this off of the federal website, and I'm going to go over this in greater detail on another show. But the bottom line here is that there are hostile directed energy weapons being used on all of us worldwide. Sadly, what could have been to our advantage, because with the ability to create rain, which we see being pummeled and people floating everywhere, they could put fires out, but they don't. They could veer storms from hitting the coast and destroying communities. They could veer them away because they have the weapon systems and the energy systems to do that, but they don't. The coastal shore erosion is all part of a weapons system. I talked about that for a long time when I was looking at the NASA document. They talked about the use of blast wave accelerators, and that's a weapons system to cause coastal erosion and the illusion of sea level rise. So again, I guess I will end this with the warning for what we face, not only on October 4th, but what we all face right now and beyond the 4th. Do all you can to harden up so you're not as easily able to be killed. And we can take action. And I would recommend that everybody does. Certainly, we don't want to turn into zombies. And that will sadly be where many will go. And I know that that sounds crazy, and to comment about that sounds crazy. But I want to talk first about what we can do. So again, this is Deborah Taveras. I run several websites. StopTheCrime.net is my main website. Sign up and you will receive our email blastouts. Go to our source document section on the site and you will actually see the documents that I discuss. I do not discuss things that I cannot have documented. Understand that. Because I would never believe any of this myself if I was not able to find the weapons documents, the military documents, the patents, and the overall plans. I would not. And I'm in defense of humanity. So stopthecrime.net, primarywater.org, we are not running out of water. Please download and print off the book on that site. It's called New Water for a Thirsty World. Understand when that came out in the early 60s. Those in Southern California that were looking to control the California aqueduct and are controlling it and putting farmers out of business now, were burning up those books. So go to primarywater.org, download New Water for a Thirsty World. Teach your children the truth about water. They're going to need to know how to get to water. And for those of you that cannot get to primary water because of the inability to drill wells that don't necessarily have to be drilled deeply, but if you're not in a rural area where you have a well that you can look to see if it is getting primary water, sadly, the well drillers don't know about primary water. They'll drill wells and just get up into the upper aquifer and call it a day. And they're really just pumping up groundwater from rain and snowmelt. Very toxic, very toxic. But then I also have toxicsky.org. And again, I recommend that everyone listen to that film, Unconventional Gray. And for those of you that have not seen Michael Murphy's two earlier films, I would recommend that you listen to those as well. Honor him. He gave his life for trying to get the awareness to everyone that our weather has been completely controlled. And in Unconventional Gray, it is pivotal how he concludes his interviews. And he interviews a number of people during that film, many of which are still alive. J. Edward Griffin is one of the ones he interviewed, as well as Alana Freeland. My friend Rosa Corey, who was killed a year or so ago, she wrote the book Behind a Green Mask. He interviews Patrick Wood, many people. And I would recommend that you watch this. Understand where those interviews take you, because the conclusion and then getting you to understand this is all a plan. And there are many, many plans that and things that we face. And I believe if we do all we can to help one another, we'll be less easy to be killed immediately. So, Sean, I want to thank you for the opportunity to be on the show today. But I also want to say, Sean, I have found some further information that had me falling off my chair yesterday. And I want to discuss this with you at some point, and let's talk about potentially discussing this with your listeners.
Absolutely. All right. I look forward to it. You're going to leave us with a cliffhanger, Deb. Guys, we're over at stopthecrime.net right now. You can see it on your screen. Deb is spreading the word, exposing the connections between mysterious global trends of man-made and corporate military-controlled technologies, weaponized frequencies, the falsified science of the global warming movement, and other major programs intended to cause damage to health and reduce the population and to eliminate freedom for all people for all time. That is essentially United Nations Agenda 2030 and climate change under dues. Directed energy weapons. It's not climate change, guys. It's climate modification that's being done on purpose to make you a serf. Don't fall for it, and do not comply with any treason or tyranny coming from your governor, your mayor, or your president, your puppet president. Deb, I want to thank you so much for your time today. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much. And everybody, be safe. And most importantly, don't continue to live in willful ignorance. The facts are out there. The truth is out there.
Guys, I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. As always, for real news every single day for free, you can check us out and get the real news, the antidote to corporate propaganda, at thephaser.com, thelibertymill.com, and of course, sgtreport.com. May God truly bless you and your family. Bye-bye.
And they've got these knowledges. They got this database by dialing the phone book to these other dark entities. And you know what? The agenda of the kingdom of darkness is never in a better interest for anybody, because they only lie, steal, kill, and destroy. That's it. They can only ever operate by completely confounding people, infecting our society with confusion.